Waking this one up, and a happy Wednesday before a Thanksgiving to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's on it. Let's go.
It is the 26th day of the 11th month of 2025. 3:30 in, 35 left to go. And we are on a Thanksgiving Eve.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Aw.
2 days until what's left of Black Friday. 5 until RIP Cyber Monday. But 29 now until Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Today is National Cake Day. So
you
why
see
not?
That?
Why
yeah.
not start with the dessert? Forget the sides.
Yeah, just kind of slid in and was like, pie, sit in the back seat. This is the pre-party.
Yeah, good luck with that cake. Mm. I think pie will rue the day. Or rule the day. Ruing or ruling. It's possible either way.
No, the rue is for the gravy. Mm. You need to focus.
It's National Jukebox Day.
I've got a quarter.
Find one at your local Waffle House. And it is the ill-timed anti-obesity day, because that's what we want to be reminded during this
Happy
time of year.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Appreciate that.
Did you think of this? Who are the people that think of this? Do I need to write a letter?
You know, the Shakira turkey is keto-friendly. And I think gluten-free.
Oh.
The tag don't lie. And a reminder to save the dates and RSVP, too. You can do that. 921HankFM.com. That would be coming up a month from tomorrow, December the 27th at River Ranch Stockyards.
Everyone's invited.
See that? Okay, so I know that we joke about it all the time, but I've heard that there's a few people that don't believe that everyone is literally invited to your wedding reception.
Everyone
is
literally
ever.
Invited to the wedding.
You're all invited.
The bride
and
says
it's
so.
Wedding and reception combined into one.
I can't wait to
it's
do
not
the
just
Macarena.
The reception, but that's fine. On this date in history, things happen. Tomorrow's a holiday. 1789. It's the first unofficial national Thanksgiving in the United States, recognized by the new government.
How do we know when it was official?
Well, that would be a little bit later on in 1941.
Oh.
Fun you asked. 1941, President FDR established that the fourth Thursday. Okay, we're just going to do it on the fourth Thursday.
Okay.
So sometimes it's going to be late. Sometimes it's going to feel early. So it's going to be weird. And that's why we have it the way we have it today.
But do we have ice? FDR. No, not yet.
I don't know. There isn't unmarked Astro van out there, so ooh, they're probably all piled
careful.
Up in there. Yeah. Trying to find who stole the ball from the tree.
I know.
More on that as we go. 1825, a group of college kids in Union College in Schenectady, New York, formed Kappa Alpha Society, the first college fraternity.
Dude, we're going to rage.
They pledged. On this date in 1842, the University of Notre Dame was founded.
They're
and
fighting.
We would then say it wrong forever after that.
And they're Irish.
On this date, 1917, the National Hockey League was formed. Yeah, the Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Wanderers, they're gone. Ottawa Senators and the Quebec Bulldogs.
Just four teams?
Yeah, the original. It did okay.
Yeah, we've grown.
1956, Price is Right premiered.
Bob Barker.
1989, MTV's Unplugged premiered. On this date, 2000, it was the certification of the Bush versus Gore presidential Florida ballot.
Ooh, so many hanging chads.
And documentaries to follow. 2003, the documentary Bad Santa opened up. That was a good one.
It's not a documentary.
No, who do you think stole the ball?
But it is Billy Bob.
On this date in 2010, Willie Nelson arrested there. His bus traveling from L.A. to Texas. And guess what they found? He was smoking a turkey. On this date in 2021, the World Health Organization gave us the Omicron variant. That was fun. Remember when we went through all the variants?
Yeah,
got to know all of them.
Congratulations.
And then tomorrow in 1924, it was the first ever Macy's Day Parade. So this will be the 101st, year of the Macy's Day Parade tomorrow.
So isn't there like a couple years they missed because of all the things?
Gosh.
It's hard to keep. It's so much math. You know, so much math.
Only we had the technology to possibly find that out.
Well, then we'd have to have reliable internet.
Here we go for a bunch of birthday cakes. We're going to roll through Black Friday. Rita Ora is 35. Natasha Bedingfield, 44. Joe Nichols, there you go.
Hey.
Friend of the show, no less. Joe, 49 today.
Take
DJ Khaled will not be DJing our wedding. 50.
Really? Did you ask?
DJ Khaled.
Did you see if he's free?
Peter Facinelli. He's from the Twilight fame. He's Dr. Cullen, 52.
He's a vampire.
He has steely eyes. Dale Jarrett, NASCAR champion, 69 today. And the greatness that is Rich Little.
Oh,
he is
baby.
87. Friend of the show.
He's on the Facts of Life.
Tomorrow, Thanksgiving birthdays. What?
Remember the Facts of Life?
I do, but...
This is Joe's dad. I was cruising by it the other day. I was like, aw.
How far on IMDb down did you go for this? Wow.
See how much I love you, Rich Little?
That's amazing. You know, Jaleel White is 49 tomorrow, and if you look further down, he was in the after-school special. Don't try this, Kenny. He's also Steve Urkel, but nobody knows him as that. 49. Robin Givens, 61. Victoria Gotti, 63 tomorrow. And a Kennedy. Oh, she's been in the news. Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg is 69. And Bill Nye, the science guy, 70 tomorrow. Like him. On Friday, John Stewart, 63. Judd Nelson, 66.
Oh.
Ah, the great Ed Harris, 75. The great Paul Schaefer.
He's got his own orchestra.
Is 76. And the highly overrated Randy Newman is 82. You got a friend in me. Past that, tomorrow, Pastor John Cruz, happy birthday. And on Saturday, we got Chris Summer and... We love you, Allison Hawking. Happy early birthday.
Waking up with Real Country, Hank FM.